even if it is raining, there's no excuse not to get out and do a bit of exercise.
That's right.
I'm trying to work in a segue here. We've got Jobbers in the studio, Andrew Nicholas Jobling, who is our health guru and has been doing our challenge. Now, of course, we've had our challenge has been out there. We're into week 3 of the challenge.
That's right. The halfway mark to 6 weeks to a better you. Good morning, Jobbo.
Good morning, Collie. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back. Now, the tips, halfway mark. What have we got this morning?
Well, we're halfway, and I would imagine there are a lot of people out there hopefully excited, maybe some people confused, and a few people disillusioned. I'm speaking today to the disillusioned.
Okay.
All right.
The topic for today is to stay focused and just be careful of people and things are out there that potentially may steal the dream.
Dream stealers.
Oh, dream stealers.
The dream stealers.
Naughty, naughty.
Okay. The dream stealers. Now, I'm going to give you 4 of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this is for listeners, just to be aware of. The first one is the quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beware of any product that's promoting quick, easy results. And I'm sure we know lots of them, like tablets and patches and wraps. You know, there's a product out there, it's a wrap that you wrap around your body, and it actually says you can lose... drop a dress size in 1 hour.
Really? While you've got it on?
But they don't mention that you'll put it back on in the next hour. The second thing is be really careful when you're shopping at the supermarket.
Mm.
You know, for all the products that are advertised as fat-free and low-calorie and diet and all this sort of stuff, because when they take the fat out of a product, Patrick, and you know this, they often replace the taste with something else.
Like sugar.
Like sugar, which is potentially even worse for you. So you've got to be really careful, and you've got to learn to read... turn the package over and look at the ingredients, and you're looking for ingredients that are natural as possible.
Okay? So preservative, 202 added, not a good thing.
You don't want to look at, you want to avoid sugars and you want to avoid numbers, okay?
All right.
Now, the next one is people like celebrities, well-known people and also well-known, say, associations or foundations that endorse products, okay? Because often they do it for a big paycheck, and often the product they're endorsing is not as healthy as they would suggest.
Oh, so like a tick or something.
I'm not going to mention any names.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to mention any names.
Right. Okay.
And I guess the fourth and probably the most influential people is their peer group. You know, friends, family, often well-meaning people that will try and derail people from their goal by saying, listen, why are you so boring? You never do this. We never go out anymore. That sort of thing. So you've got to be really strong and you've got to stay really focused on your goal so that you can avoid the influence of these people. And I'm not sure, you probably either guys experienced that where you've been on a regime and then all your friends are saying, come on, come out and have a drink.
Absolutely.
It used to be fun, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I've succumbed to that. Know what you're talking about there, Jobbers.
I suppose it's getting yourself out of those situations, because I was invited to a cricket social night and it was like, come have a few drinks. And I knew that if I went along, it wouldn't be one drink. So I actually did the antisocial thing.
I think that's the best alternate route to take sometimes, isn't it?
There's either that or you make the decision, I'm going to go out and indulge one night and enjoy it.
Mm.
And then get back on track the next day.
Yeah, but then one night turns into 2 nights. And no,
that's when the problems start.
That's right. Look, if you've got any questions for Jobbers this morning, you can email us onair@joy.org.au or SMS 0427JOY949. Yes, we will. But right now we've got Andrew Jobling in the studio and we're talking health tips, 6 weeks to a better you. He has just revealed dream catchers as the tip today.
Dream spoilers.
Sorry, dream spoilers.
Actually, dream stealers.
Oh, dream stealers.
Oh, jeez.
we're on the ball, aren't we? I was thinking of a dream catcher. You know those things that you put up in your room and they take your dream away, your bad dreams away?
Now, what we're doing, we've got a few emails that have come through, or SMSs that have come through from people who've had some specific questions for your Jobbers, putting you in the hot seat. Here's one. Now, some McDonald's products I'll have the Heart Foundation tick of approval. Are chicken nuggets really good for my heart? That's from John out at Cheltenham. I wonder if it's tongue-in-cheek.
All right. John, I would leave the chicken nuggets in the box and they'll be great for your heart.
Eat the cardboard instead.
Without wanting to get myself in trouble here, no. Don't eat chicken nuggets. Unless it's every now and then sort of thing as an indulgent, by all means, but I certainly wouldn't be encouraging you to eat a lot of chicken nuggets. Not only would they be deep fried, they'd be using an artificial type of fat, which is certainly not good for your heart.
And an artificial type of chicken.
Absolutely, the 7-legged variety, I think. So the answer to the question is no. The Heart Foundation tick, there's really only a few basic criteria it needs to conform to for a product to get it.
I think that the new product range, the idea is what they actually have with it. So they have a bottle of water with it and they have a salad with it, and that's what would tip it in favour of being a semi-healthy meal.
So, so drink the water and eat the salad and throw the nuggets away would be the advice.
Right, while we're on the subject of drinks, I've got one here from Kate in Hawthorne, and she's asking, which is better, Coke or Diet Coke?
Ah, the never-ending question. Well, listen, I've got a very good friend of mine, a lady named Sherry Strong, who's a nutritionist, and when she gets asked that question, she responds with, would you rather be hit with a baseball bat or a sledgehammer? Now, what she simply means is the Coke's got a lot of sugar, it's got a lot of caffeine in it. That's the baseball bat, okay?
Right.
The sledgehammer, which I probably guess would least be like be hit with, is the Diet Coke, because the Diet Coke is full of artificial sweetener.
Right,
okay?
Yeah.
And artificial stuff, which over the long term is by far worse for your body. So in answer to your question, neither is better, but Coke in moderation is better than Diet Coke.
Okay, all right. So you can have Coke and no chicken nuggets.
I suppose that the thing is, it's all about moderation. And
absolutely.
As you wrote in your book, eat chocolate, drink alcohol and be lean and healthy. The reality of it is that, you know, we're not suggesting you go on a radical diet. And that's what this whole six-week program is about. So thanks for that, Jobbers. Now, if you go to andrewjobling.com.au, that's andrewjobling.com.au, today's tips and the past tips are online. And as you know, every week we'll be adding to those tips and suggestions.
Absolutely.
So it should be good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming in this morning,
Welcome.
Jobbers.
Welcome. Great
we'll see you next
you
week. This is Joy 94.9.
It's Kylie and Patrick.
And it's 13 minutes to 8.